This is the second Spudlock Minute on this tape, coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2. And now, what is this? It's a Spudlock Minute! La 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 la. Aren't they fun? Aren't they neat? All the stuff you never wanted to know in about a minute. Or somewhat. Today, we'll do Elvis, ladies and gentlemen. Here he goes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shut my mouth. What's wrong with me?
Do-wop, 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 do-wop.
I feel like I'm on a muck in the morning.
Do-wop, 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 do-wop.
I sound like a strange clone of Elvis.
Do-wop, 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 do-wop. And he's not dead.
That's right, boys and girls.
Boy, that was really strange. You are a Velvet Elvis, I must say, by all means.
Is that what this rash on my knee is?
I think so. Oh, my. It's time to get rid of the Spudlock Minutes for today. But remember, if you have any comments, keep them to yourself, because we don't want to know. Radish. Radio Lawn. It's weird, avant-garde, mainstream, noodlings.
The first step on the road to mental hygiene is admitting that you're sick.
Yes.
Radio Lawn. It's topical, humorous, opinionated, dumb stuff.
Shazam flip.
Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable.
Radio Lawn. It's Gush Limbart, Carrie Alice Allen, Daniel Penistar, Toad Leaderpiece, and a cast of several.
Damn, that's good.
You're a very sick person.
And now, here's the host of the Radio Lawn program, Quince Edward Flatulence III.
Hello, I'm Quince Edward Flatulence III. I am your British host of this Radio Lawn program. We're presenting a mixture of old and new. Because now, I'm from Britain. I don't have to worry about this Trump guy. Excuse me, President Trump. But you do. So here on our new show of the new year, which you won't know if you hear this rerun 3 years later, is a presentation of old and new and a special presentation from Gush Limbarge. Well, we got old stuff to do. And channels going out. You're hearing the death of a fine mixing board.
And now it's time for another Spudlock Minute. It's going to be coming at you in 5, 4, 3, 2...
And now it's a Spudlock Minute.
And what we're trying to say here is that, yes, it's Spudlock.
Yes, you don't know this information, but we know this information.
Because that's
why
we're
bringing it.
We enjoy it
more than you do.
Oh, get out of here with those drums. We're bringing you.
Okay, I'll get out of here with the drums, and I'm going to give you the guitar.
Let me croon a ditty. Hold on. Stop being Eddie Van Halen for a minute. Let me croon a ditty. Give this a try. Just go ahead and play something hard techno rock core stuff. Go for it.
Yeah, okay.
Cat scratch fever, dun dun dun. Cat scratch fever, yeah, yeah. Woo! Cat scratch fever, sing it with nun, boy, nun, 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 nun. Oh, never mind. Can you do an imitation of Paul McCartney or somebody like that? You know? If Garcia, why Vega? You know that tune, familiar listeners to the Radio Lawn Show. And here is my live commentary that we caught as it happened. Donald Trump is President of the United States. Yes, it's me, Gush Limbarge, and I am live watching my TV. I'm turning it right down right now because why have it loud? Here, let's see what's going on. Here we go. Senator Chuck Charles Schumer, Republican. All right, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I'm Gush Limbarge, and I'm here live for the inauguration of the man, the myth, the legend, the Trumpster, Donald Trump. Now, I can still call him the Trumpster because he ain't president yet, but after he becomes president, I'm going to have to say, Mr. President, Donald Trumpster. That's right, and he'll be looking out over the United States of America and saying, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, we're fucked, you're fired. I'm sorry, did I say that? Yes, gotta shift a fat roll. There he is, looking all presidential in his red long tie that sticks out over his belly. It's gonna be a fun 4 years, ain't it, kids? Or eight. Well, it's going to be a fun 4 years. I need to have lots and lots of Taco Bell. I should have a box of Taco Bell tacos here, but unfortunately, I ate my whole supply. Somebody gave me a Book of 10 gift certificates for $5, but I guess that's from 1980s McDonald's. I don't know. But here we are, watching stuff on TV. Boy, it's been a long run-up. All this time, and I listened to the AM broadcast here, and all they could do was make jokes about Dan Quayle and potatoes. Huh. I wonder if they make jokes about, Chuck, you're a bastard. Editing that in to show America that this is... in fact, live! I was actually thinking George Bush and a security scanner, the supermarkets. See, I'm still getting it wrong. Supermarkets, who cares? Old story. 9/11, babe. You know what I'm talking about. 9/11. Let's check this out. Let's see what's going on here on the coverage. Sullivan Blue.
On the battlefield a week later, at the first battle.
You know, a little water will help out that.
And we're willing to sacrifice for it. That we stand today in the...
All right. So we're waiting for something to happen here. It's incredibly boring, and we edit this as we just proved. We'll edit some more. Whoa! Well, thank you, 1967. Right now, they are swearing in the guy that, well, he's rumored to not necessarily like the gay folk, and also... thinks the Bible is like a real book that people really, really believe, which is true. It is a real book. I will not deny that the Bible is a real book. A real, real book. Us Republicans hold that real book. All right, there he is. He's sworn in. Okay. I'm showing absolutely no patience. Get to the guy we want to see. Get his puffy ass up here. I gotta make one last Trump joke, just because everybody else does, and I don't want to be left out of this. Here we go. Right now, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir is spouting their thing. I think they're singing America. Oh! Hello? Echo. Pinch hitting for Pedro Borbón. Manny Mota. 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 Unbelievable. I think it's you, Democrats, just ruined my broadcast. Or it's cheap, shitty equipment at Leader Police's place. They're over here. That seems that cheap, shitty. Yes, they were singing something beautiful, and I started doing a recitation. Oh, beautiful for Pizza Hut with delicious mediums. They're only $10 on. They don't count whatever toppings. You can have a whole pizza pretty cheap, and it tastes like ketchup on a cracker. But don't ask for extra. Everything, because that will cost you more. Uh-oh. Bunch of judgy-looking people are getting up. I better check this out. Let's see what's going on. There we go. Bunch of judgy people. Oh, yeah, there they are.
Please
there we go.
Your right hand
the swearing in of
Donald Trump.
Here we go. Here we are.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that
I will faithfully execute...
He swore.
Will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. The office of President of the United States.
Yay! Yay! Woo! It's just like, how do you like that? Just like when Bill Clinton got elected. It's ding, ding, wacky. Ding, ding, wacky. Yes. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the most powerful man in the world. The guy that used to say I'm fired on television. It makes me so jealous because, you know, I had a TV show once and it was not the greatest show in the world. But it was on for 6 weeks. Late night syndication, 3 o'clock after The Odd Couple. Yeah, it was great. But there he is. That's our president. He's filling up all this TV set here. And now he's going to make a speech, so we should listen. I will shut up now. Yes. Democrats. Democrats. Democrats are doing it. That's right. Democrats. They're taking apart my broadcast. I don't believe this. I am not faking this. I am doing this live. It's raining. The president is speaking, and my broadcast keeps breaking up. How ridiculous is that?
Triumphs have not been your triumphs, and while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land.
Trump says that you're going to take the power out of the capital and give it back to the people. Uh-huh.
Starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you.
Well, I don't want it. What the hell am I going to do with it? You're the guys with all the power and the money.
It belongs to everyone gathered here today. What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people.
Show me the money!
2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again.
All righty. Well, now, yikes.
The men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. Everyone is listening to you now. You came by the tens of millions to become part of a historic movement, the likes of which the world has never seen before.
All right, that's a little soft for the applause there. Come on, you people! Republican speaking! Republicans! Well, no, he's not Republican, is he? Well, he sort of is. He says he is! I don't know.
Great schools for their children.
All right.
Safe neighborhoods for
their children. Safe neighborhoods, yeah.
And good jobs for themselves.
Good jobs, yes.
These are just and reasonable demands of righteous people and a righteous public. But for too many of our citizens, a different reality exists. Mothers and children trapped in poverty in our inner cities. Rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape. An education system. Flush with cash. But which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of all knowledge. And the crime. And the gangs and the drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
Yay! Party! Yeah! I can see what they're going to say. Yes, yes. It started raining when he started talking. I know, and carnage and stuff is going to stop today, and while he was having this speech, there are 50 people murdered in America. I know, I know. I should be happier. I am happy.
I can't make fun of him anymore. Well, now I can, because he's the president, so now I have to call him the president. I can't call him those other things. Call him the president. That's right. Whee! I believe that's what goes on the Rabbit Hole Show. This is Gush Limbarge. I'm going to go have lots of food and a couple of beverages. Take time out for fun! I can't stop. I can't sit back and drink beer and... He just said that he's going to make everything better by bringing back our jobs and closing the borders off to everything else. There he is. He's bringing back our jobs. We want a gym! Yes, he's saying, but he just hit China below the belt. He just went boonk. He's right here, China, boonk. Right there, right in the nuts. I started thinking, well, what is gonna China gonna start failing when we start making stuff here again? Oh, that's not very Republican of me. I don't care. Rebuilding the country. Come on. It's gonna be more of the same. But he looks different, and I think it's going to be different. It's going to be a nice next 4 years in this country. Because I'm Gush Limbarge. You can bank on it. I'm as real can be. Real. Real. Oh, say can you see the McDonald's pick two menu where you can get 4 chicken McNuggets or you can get a cheeseburger and you can get French fries and you can get a McChicken. You pick any of those two and it makes a delicious meal. And the Coke that you'll buy, not as in the sniffing kind, is a delicious supersize, even though they don't call it that anymore. Yes, he's just pontificating really great. And better yet, he said, we must, as Americans, grab 'em by the pussy. Yes, a cat in every pot. Yes! What the hell am I saying? Can I go now? Am I being paid for this? Leader piece, what's my stipend for doing this commentary? It's over. I can see it's over. And I'm done. Thank you for the money you're going to pay me, leader piece. I love a good fart. That's always a good thing. I'm going to go eat some pizza. I'm probably going to have 2 or 3 pizzas. With nacho cheese in between, because I love that nacho cheese. It's a little orange and it's squishy. It's so great to be in America, to be an American, to be Republican, and to see what happens next. Stay tuned. It's going to be a wild few years. Right now, take time out for fun.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for, this would be the Willis Parkway Perspective featuring Daniel Penistar. Daniel,
I had lots of beer ready. I am ready, buddy. I had lots of beer. You know, it's probably a lot easier for me to regulate when you got the phone there. Especially when I got a beer in my hand. This is great now. I don't have to have a phone. I can have a beer in 2 hands. I can be a two-fisted drunk. Yeah, buddy. I love being beer, two-fisted drunk. Two-fisted drunk. Love it. Love it. Narf.
Take it away there, Daniel.
Yeah, buddy. So anyway, I'm down here at WXGT. I'm doing lifestyle, I guess is what they want to say. Here on WXGT, I am live. I'm Daniel Penistar. It's the Willie's Parkway Perspective, which I bring to you every single week. Perspective of the world from the eyes of an auto worker. Yeah, buddy. I'm down there on the Jeep plant, boating bumper, boating bumper, boating bumper every single day. And then one day, Mr. Guy calls me up and says, listen, I got a 38-pack of beer. I'm going to stick it in the refrigerator cooler there. And you come on down, and we'll have a party. party, right? So here I come. I think he's going to have a 38 pack of Strohs or some Jenny or something like that. Yeah, Jenny. Even Jenny. He could have had the common decency just to serve some freaking Jenny. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. He had... The rat bastard drags me down here, doesn't give me any money, doesn't pay me any cash, and when I walk in, what has he got for cold beer? I've been lying all night. I haven't had a beer. He promised me more beer. He says, oh, tomorrow night we'll go to one of them wing restaurants around there, and we'll have some of them cheap beers. Where'd my music bed go, boy? Get that thing going. What kind of a crack house you running here? Come on, get this crap in gear. So anyway, I come in here. I try to get me a beer, and there ain't no beer. So I say, where's the beer? And the next thing you know, he's pointing me to this, well, I don't know what the hell it is. It's some sort of cube, right? It's like this cube fridge, right? And it's in the back there, and it's got bumper stickers all over it. You know them trendy Generation Xer bumper stickers for like a band called Nude Swirl and something like that. I don't listen to Nudes where I listen to Zeppelin. You know what I'm talking about? Zeppelin! But, so anyway, the fridge has got Nude Swirl on it. I don't know what the hell it is. He opens it up. Yeah! And all these things start flying out. And inside of it, you got one-of-a-kind AIDS vaccine that's contained there. You got a few other things in there. And then he pulls out this, like, ice tray. I'm not kidding. It's a damn ice tray. But it's not a real ice tray. It's one of them little mini cube ice trays. You know, like you get in the little teeny fridges? Yeah, it's got those little pockets. Yeah! Yeah! I use one as an ash. Said the damn thing melted right to my table, which is shaped like a log. I got it laminated. I bought it from a guy who was selling these things on the side, you know, an old burned out gas station. They set it up and they sell Velvet Elvises. Yeah, well, I bought it from a guy who was selling Velvet Elvises and log tables. Anyway, as I was saying, gives me this stuff out the fridge. It ain't a beer. Now I need a beer, so I'm here 5 minutes. He hands me this packet of stuff and says, here, try this. It's good, man. It's acid. I said, what are you talking about? Acid. You can't have acid at a radio station, son. I mean, I can barely have acid at the plant. I gotta drink the water off the floor. You know what I'm talking about? That gives me some psychedelic trips. You know what I'm saying? So he says, here, drink this. It's made out of the stuff we insulate the walls of the studio with. All right, okay. So here I do a couple hits, like blotter. You know what I'm talking about? I got like a Bugs Bunny tattoo. I put it on my wrist. Yeah! So then he expects me to start tripping or something. Well, I ain't gonna trip on that crap. Man, it takes a lot more than that to make me trip. I'm Daniel Pentastar. I've been flying on the Pentastar Express, bolting bumpers while I'm high and drunk. I don't even give a rat's ass. So he gives me this, and what the hell am I gonna do? So I say, man, where is my beer? So he sends out this guy that he's got working with him. Hojo, he's got this guy on Adnide or something like that. What's your name again, son?
Motorfudge.
DJ Motorfudge, yeah. Sends this guy out, and you know what he comes back with? You know what he comes back with? A 22-ounce Red Dog. Can you believe that? 22 ounces of beer. That's all he brings me. What kind of low-budget crap is this? I could have sat in my house drinking my own 56-pack of beer out of my giant refrigerator that sits in my living room. I have to open the door to watch television. I got the black and white 12-inch TV right inside my refrigerator, right underneath the beer. That way I can reach the beer on the top, and I got a piss trough in the bottom. That's that big thing that just filled with water because the refrigerator doesn't refrost quite right. So I just pull the beers right out of there. And I'll tell you, it wasn't even worth my time coming down to this damn rat hole. So you're going to hear my reports from now on, back on the telephone, live from the plant, where I can really get drunk and do these reports. I'm Daniel Pentastar. Until next week, drink beer, America!
I guess that was Daniel Pentastar here on WXUT Toledo.
You guys are cheap bastards, you know that? Why don't you give me some beer?
Have a cigarette.
Have a smoke.
I don't want a smoke. I want a beer.
What was that? Got a light full of powder you had back there.
What?
What was that suitcase?
You give me that mystery pack, right? I think it might be cream cheese or something.
Exactly.
I ain't never had cream cheese taste like that, buddy. I don't know what it was in that Nude Swirl refrigerator of yours.
Rock candy.
Yeah. You damn Generation Xers. You don't know how to throw a radio party. Yeah, I used to hang out with Bill Lewis down at the Cleveland radio station in the 70s. Yeah.
All right, well, this has been Test Radio.
Classic Stay, rock, baby. That's where it's at.
Thank you. Somebody please give Mr. Pentastar his muzzle.
Maybe we should
tune in next week for
a
test wave.
Shut the hell up,
Toledo.
I motor.
Stay
fudge.
Tuned for the basement.
Beer
thanks
out
for
here?
Calling.
Who could
Goodbye,
grow more
Jack.
Than me?
Talk about massive potential for growth. I am the little acorn that becomes the oak. You can't go. All the plants are gonna die.
And then depression set in.
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
2 minutes, Paul. How can we kill 2 minutes? Quick, 2 minutes.
What, a drum solo?
All right.
You know, Caravan?
All right, a drum solo, Anton Zip, our drummer.
Okay,
hold
the camera. 1, 2, 1, 2.
A 2 minute. Come on, put up the clock.
To meet you.
And I you. Is that steak you're eating? A vegetarian's what I dare to be.
Is this the end? Do I offend upon our initial meeting?
To each their own, say I.
Thank God for thee.
I admire your shade of eye.
Why, thank you, Mr. E.
I've not worn such a shade since 73. For now, I'm an executive, and as such, can't you see? Accoutrements like that are not for me. And yet, it's with such relish I recall those days when I would traipse the boards in many a crowded concert hall.
Legend has it this is when a German shepherd walked right in, and this diversion stunted Eno's Roxy Reverie.
Is going to do it for another Radio Lawn program. So enjoyable. You heard the voice talents of Toad Leaderpiece and Bitch Shammer Bipsky. And you also heard the new president of the United States, Donald Trump. And in extension, America. Oh my goodness. We're controlling this stereo track with two mono tracks. You know what to do. You know what to do.